This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Good to see everybody back. I believe this is our first Agra de Pirka Shir of the upcoming season, Tav Shin Pei Gimel. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us Siyata Deshmaya. We should learn together in good health. If I may, if anybody would like to obtain the Sefer in Lashon HaKodesh on Bereishis, Magid Arkiah Chelek Aleph on Bereishis, you could go to rabbidg.com. You could order it with free shipping. It is available. And it's very good to see everybody. We have a very important share today. Today's topic is how to get on Hashem's good side. You know, in life, many times people get caught up. How do I get on that person's good side? How do I get that person to like me? And very often it's an exercise in futility. Sometimes it's within our capacity, sometimes it's not. But the most important question is, well, how do we get on Hashem's good side? How do we get Hashem to like us? You know, not just how do we get reward? Okay, you know, that's also a madrega. Rav Miller would say in our generation, halavai, we should do mitzvahs for reward. But beyond that, how do we get Hashem to like us, to love us? Let's try to study Noach. While the entire generation was drowning in boiling hot flood water with sulfur, becoming completely disintegrated, Noach was saved. Him, his wife, his children, his whole family. Why? Why did God save Noach? I mean, that's certainly worthy of our attention. What did Noach do that he found so, that Hashem appreciated him so much? That Hashem said, you know what? Build yourself a boat, and while I destroy the whole world, I'm going to save you. I mean, that would be worthy of our attention. And the last pasuk in Bereishis says, "V'Noach matzachein b'nei Hashem." Noach found favor in the eyes of God, and that seems to imply he did not deserve to be saved. He did not; he was not worthy to be saved. But he had a special charm. He had a special chein. You know, you could have two kids. One kid, he does something wrong, never get away with it. He shouldn't. Why should he get away with it? There's another kid, even though he does something wrong and he shouldn't get away with it, somehow they always get away with everything. As they say, they get away with murder. How? Why? They have this charm. They have this, you know, intangible quality that you just, you know, you have to look away. You let them, you let it slide. And that's the simple reading of the pasuk, Amar Rab Abba Bar Kahana, Ki nichamti ki asisem, v'noach matzachin. God regretted creating man, but Noach found favor. Atmaha, it's a wonder, the Medrash says. Ela afilu Noach shenishtar mehem lo yishahaya kedai, ela shematzachin. You know, there are certain people, they would get a bad mark, and they would get in. Some people, they would get a bad mark, and they could do no wrong. The Rabbeinu Bechaye says that these wicked were roi to be wiped out, but this tzaddik was roi to be saved because he found chen in the eyes of Hashem. The Risham were punished by being drowned, and the reward of Noach HaTzaddik is that he found favor. So now we're learning, the Rabbeinu Bechaye seems to be saying a little bit different than the Medrash. The Medrash seems to say that he was not deserving to be saved. He did not warrant to be saved. He did not earn to be saved. It's just that he had a special charm. Rabbeinu Bechaye learns, no, that chin is, so to speak, the highest madrega that a person could achieve in the eyes of Hashem. And that is what Shlomo HaMelech says. Listen to the music of this pasuk. Nivchar shem me oisher rav. A good name is greater than great wealth. There are many people who have a lot of money, but they're still missing a good reputation. money cannot buy everything. Almost everything. There are a lot of things that money could buy. Almost everything, you know. Somebody, he doesn't learn. He could buy learning. He pays the Talmud Chacham and he could get schar for learning. Yeah, somebody doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael. You could actually, the Chida writes, for those who don't live in Eretz Yisrael, you could buy it. So you support someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael. You get schar of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Actually, the Chida says the best way to spend your money is to support Torah in Eretz Yisrael. This way, you know, you get the best bang for your buck. You're supporting Torah and you're supporting Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So money could buy a lot of things. The Chida even says that if somebody doesn't learn and he supports other people from learning, we know Torah protects you from the Yetzirah. But what about a guy who doesn't learn? Well, if you support Torah, that also protects you from the Yetzirah. But there's one thing money can't buy. It can't buy a good name. Can't buy a good reputation. It's one of the only things money can't buy. And you know what else it can't buy? So Shlomo HaMelech says, a name is more valuable than great wealth, but even greater than silver and gold is charm. Charm is also intangible. You can't buy it. There's some people, they're just this quality that they have that they're likable. It's a certain likability. Where does it come from? So that's what we want to study today. Where does chen come from? How does one find favor in the eyes of Hashem? By the way, we say on Rosh Hashanah, V'gam es noyach bi'ahava zocharta, v'atifgedeo b'fkudas Yeshua v'rachamim, that God loved Noyach. So not only did Noyach find favor in the eyes of Hashem, God loved him. How do we get Hashem to love us? We always talk about the mitzvah that we have to love Hashem. That's a mitzvah, by the way, that one should make sure they fulfill every single day of their life. It's not enough just to say the words, V'ahavta is Hashem lekecha. While you say those words, one should be mechavin, to be mekayin the mitzvah d'oraisa of avas Hashem. And if you can't do it then, before you eat breakfast in the morning, make sure you had in mind to be mekayin the mitzvah of avas Hashem once a day. But how do you, that's for us to love Hashem. How do we get Hashem to love us? So says Shlomo, a name is more valuable than great wealth. More valuable than silver and gold is charm, is chen. Reb Shamshon Falhurst says, the highest madrega that one could reach is to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Leman emtza chen be'enecha. Please tell me, what do I need to do to find favor in your eyes? So what we're going to examine today is what ingredients are necessary to have chen. Chen in the eyes of Hashem, chen in the eyes of other people. We all know, you know, sometimes you have meet somebody and say, oh, they have a lot of chen. Does it mean they're smart? Does it mean they are good looking? Does it mean that they are creative? They have a nice person. What is chen? It's an intangible. Sometimes you could have somebody that objectively maybe is not so nice looking, but they still have chen. Sometimes you have somebody who maybe is very aesthetically beautiful, but they, in a certain way, have no chen at all. They have no charm at all. So what ingredients are necessary to be able to gain chen be'ein Elokim v'adam? And Rav Hagoyen Rav Asher Weiss, in his essays, and the back of his sefer on Parshas Noach, Rav Asher Weiss, of course, is one of the leading poskim today, one of the leading Torah personalities, who is the poskim of Shari Tzedek Hospital, the head of Mechayin Minchas Asher. I had the zechus to spend time with him many, many occasions, and he was a baki b'Torah, scans through the Torah and identifies those Mamori Chazal that teach us how to gain chen. And Rav Asher Weiss says primarily chen is achieved by four things. Number one, the pasuk says in Mishlei, La'anovim yitein chen, to the humble. Actually, it's written v'la'anoyim, but it's pronounced la'anovim. To the humble, God gives charm. And that's something that Shlomo HaMelech says. So according to the Das of the great Chachamim, the Mishle we find, to the humble that are not arrogant, and they recognize their limitations, and their seichel is only basar v'dam, they have chen, they have charm. Now that's something I think we all recognize. Sometimes you meet a tzaddik that's very humble, and it's just refreshing. It's something that is likable. It is something that people are attracted to. It is something that engenders goodwill. And then you could have somebody who maybe is of great eminence, but nevertheless, they're very arrogant, and it doesn't smell right. The shmeck is, it's off-putting. There's a certain charm that humility garners a person. So that's the first ingredient of chen. La'anovim yitain chen. Number two, tamimus. Tamimus is as follows. Tamimus, we would normally translate as genuineness or wholeheartedness, but it means something more than that. It means someone who is tamim with Hashem. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki shemesh u'magein Hashem l'kim, God is a sun and a shield. Chen v'chavoid yitain Hashem. Grace, charm, and honor God gives. Layimna toiv laholchim b'tamim. What is tamim? Tamim is those who do not prognosticate into the future, but rather they don't go to diviners, they don't go to soothsayers, they don't go to Kabbalists to tell them the future, but instead they are wholehearted with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They do their due diligence, they do their hishtadlus, and they put their faith in God that things will turn out well. They don't need to go to holy men to say, well, my son's name is X, the girl's name is Y. Will this be a good shidduch? Will this not be a good shidduch? Chas v'shalom to do something like that. For what? Why don't you have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The boy meets the girl, she has good midos, she comes from a family of Yirei Shamayim, she has good character, she's not argumentative, he likes her, so then why does he need to go to a makubal? He could go for a bracha, but to see that the shidduch will be good, why are you looking into the future? We don't do that. That is not authentic Jewish practice. One should be tamim. If one is tamim, they will have chen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Stipler, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, were very, very against such practices. We don't go to people to find out the future. We do what our responsibility is. We act in good faith. We pray. We have Yiras Shamayim. We do our due diligence. We maybe could get a bracha, but we don't look into the future. Tamim tia im Hashem Elokecha. By the way, does that mean that you should not look on ultrasound to determine the gender of a baby? Yeah, many chachamim, many rabbanim say that don't look into the future. You'll be happy with what God sends you when it happens. Of course, a person, if the doctor recommends ultrasound for the health and the well-being of an embryo, so that's part of hishtadlus. But just to be able to figure out what kind of wallpaper to get, or what kind of crib you need to buy, yeah, that's one of the reasons that it's better to wait and find out the good news when it happens. In any event, that's the midah of tamim. Rashi says, "Loi sachkar achar hasidos." Do not investigate into the future. That is something that brings chen. When somebody puts their faith in God and he doesn't look into the future. Our Rosh Hashiva, Rav Henoch Leibowitz, he would say about his father, Rav David. Rav David would never say the following words: "What will be? What's going to be? I don't know what's going to be." Well, what do you mean, what's going to be? You know, my father likes to say, "Soll gesund sein." He has a list. The list is called, "It's not my problem." Everybody should have a list. The list says, that's not my problem. You know what's not your problem? What's going to be? It's going to be. That's, you know, when Hashem created the world, that's how Hashem will decide what's going to be. We do what we need to do in the moment. Of course, there is reasonable hishtadlus to do for the future. Sometimes a person has to put away money for the future. But that's what we call normative hishtadlus. But to be excessively anxious and worried about the future, it's not our world, and we don't have to worry about tomorrow that nobody is guaranteed about. Okay, that's the second ingredient. The third ingredient is Yirah Shamayim. Yirah Shamayim, fear of God. The Gemara in Sukkah says, "Mem tesam abeis am Reb Chama bar Papa." Anyone who has chayin, anyone who has charm, it is known that he is God fearing, like it says, "Chesed Hashem me oylam viad oylam al yireyav." The fear of God is from this world to the next world for those who fear Him. So if you see someone who has chayin, then you know that he has Yirah Shamayim. So Yirah Shamayim is another ingredient of chayin. And number four, learning Torah brings charm. It says in Mishlei, Ayeles ahavim v'yalas chayin da'deha yiravucha b'chal eis v'havasa tishket hamid. A gazelle, a beloved gazelle, it elicits chayin, it satiates at all times. One will be engrossed in its love always. From here we see that learning Torah brings charm. In fact, the Gemara says that anyone who stays up late learning Torah at night, a thread of charm will envelop the person during the morning. The Marashah explains, usually if you see somebody in the morning who is agitated, anxious, irritated, it's because they stayed up late. But Chazal tell us that if someone stays up late learning, they will have charm. It's very interesting. The Gemara tells us a story in Ksubas about a certain disease. The name of the disease is called Ba'alei Ra'asan. It's a disease where the person has pimples that ooze pus, and it's very contagious, even to be in the same wind space as someone who has a disease. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, be very, very cautious, be very, very concerned from the fleas of Ba'alei Ra'asan. Reb Zera would not go in the wind space of someone who had the disease. Reb Elezer would not go into the same room. Reb Ami and Reb Asi would not eat from the eggs of anything in the whole neighborhood. But Reb Yeshua ben Levi would go hang out with these Cholim, and he would learn Torah. He would say, what do you mean? Ayeles ahavim v'yalas chayin. The Torah engenders grace. If the Torah engenders grace, you don't think it protects? So from here we learn that the Torah offers not only protection, but it gives a person charm. Torah gives a person charm. You know, Rabbi Aryeh Levin, Tzaddik in our time, you read the stories how he would visit the lepers and other ill people, people who were so contagious, if they would put on tefillin, the tefillin would have to be burned so that the disease would not spread. And Rabbi Aryeh Levin was not afraid, he would go visit these people. And this is the idea, the Torah is Yalas Chayin. But I want to share with you an amazing discovery, Rabbi Asher Weiss. So first I had the Hebrew Sefer, Rabbi Asher Weiss, Minchas Asher. And then I took a look at the art scroll, Minchas Asher. And in the art scroll, Minchas Asher, there was something there that did not appear in the Hebrew. So I called up art scroll. I said, is the English a translation of the Hebrew? And they said, yeah. I said, so why are there things in the English that are not in the Hebrew? They said, I don't know. Call Rabbi Asher Weiss. I said, what's his number? They didn't know his number. So I tracked down Rav Asher Weiss, and I had my brother call him up, and I said, is there information in the English edition that's not in the Hebrew edition? He said, yes, because first we came out with the Hebrew, and then we came out with the English, and we made additions to it. So this is a really beautiful added chiddush. Because the Gemara says that this very same Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, actually, our Gersa is, they said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Tosis's Gersa is, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi reported, children came into the Beis Medrash, and they said Chidushim, that even in the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, we didn't have such wondrous Chidushim. What did they say? They said, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Aleph Beis stands for Aleph Bina, learn Torah. Gimel Dalet, Gimel Dalim, do Chesed. Why is the foot of the Gimel pointed toward the Dalet? Because those who do Chesed, they run to do Chesed. And if you do that, Hey Vav, that's the name of God. God's name will descend on the person. Zayin Ches, God will Zon Oischa, He'll give you nourishment. Chon Oischa, He will give you charm. Meitiv Lecha, He will do kindness to you. V'noisein Lecha Yerusha, He will give you an inheritance. So here we see another ingredient of chayin. Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalet. Aleph Bina, learn Torah. So that we saw already. But Gimel Dalet is Gemoel Dalim. Do chesed. Says Rav Asher Weiss. But we know from Ksubas that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, learning, teaching Torah alone brings chesed. And here the Gemara is saying, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Learn Torah, do chesed. Meaning, not just learning Torah brings charm, but what kind of Torah? Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, a Torah of chesed. That was the Torah of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, where you had these lonely, ill people. They were despicable. They were disgusting. Nobody wanted to look at them. Nobody wanted to be in their company. Nobody could stand being in their presence. And everybody ran away from them. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi didn't just teach them Torah. He was close with them. He participated with them. He spent time with them. So it's not enough to teach Torah. It's to, who should you teach Torah to? To the lonely, to the downtrodden, to the brokenhearted. This is, Rav Asher Weiss points out, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi l'shitasei, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who in Ksubis went to teach Torah to the Balei Ra'asan, to those who were brokenhearted and lonely and despicable. This is the same Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who darshins Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Aleph Bina, learn Torah, Gimel Dalet, Gimel Dalim, do Chesed to the brokenhearted. It's the very same Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So we have four ingredients of Chayin. Number one, humility. Number two, Tamimus, not looking into the future. Number three, Yirah Shamayim. Number four, Esek HaTorah, Torah of Chesed. Rav Asher Weiss points out that there's a fifth ingredient. And maybe we'll point out there's a sixth ingredient. In Mishlei we find, by the way, here at Rav Asher Weiss on the Parsha, the Gemara can be understood in greater depth by comparing it to another Gemara, in which the sages taught the same Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that the letters of the Aleph Beis can be interpreted as an acrostic which teaches us the path of life. Seichel Toiv Yitein Chein. Common sense brings charm. By the way, I think that's also very intuitive. Very often people like others who have common sense. As they say, common sense is something which is not so common. You could have someone who's a big tzaddik. Yeah, Davin's a very long Shemoneh Esrei. You could have someone who's a big lamdin. You could have someone who's brilliant. You could have someone who's A, B, C, and D. And sometimes they're missing what we call the fifth Shulchan Aruch. They're missing common sense. Common sense is something that it's not easily acquired. And here we find Seichel Toiv Yitein Chein. Common sense gives Chein. So is that a fifth ingredient? No, it could be not. Rav Asher Weiss points out, who gets Seichel Toiv? Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Seichel Toiv. It grants good intellect. It grants common sense. So Seichel Toiv is a product of Yirah Shamayim. So it could be it's not a new ingredient of chen, but seichel toiv is the result of yirah shamayim. And it could be seichel toiv is an aspect of chen. One of the dimensions of chen is our seichel toiv. So for the most part, we have four ingredients of chen. Number one, humility. Number two, tamimos. Number three, yirah shamayim. Number four, limud haTorah. Who in the Chumash do we know found chen? Noach. V'hinoach matza chen b'nei Hashem. Well then, says Rav Asher Weiss, isn't it amazing that we find that Noach had all these four ingredients? But first Rav Asher Weiss says that these four ingredients of chen, they bring the Shechina onto a person. First of all, Torah, we find in Pirkei Avos, wherever one learns Torah, Avay Elecha Ubeirach Ticha, brings the Shechina. Yirah Shamayim, God says, Hashamayim kisi v'haaretz hadoim ragloi, Ezebayis asher tivnu li, v'ezeh makayim enuchasi. And even though God has the whole world, God says, but where do I look? I look el oni unecheiruach v'chared al devari, the yarei shamayim. God rests on the yarei shamayim. God rests on someone who doesn't gaze into the future. Like Rashi says, tamim tia im Hashem Elokecha. If one is tamimostik, then they are with God. And then finally, Yirah Shamayim. We said to Yirah Shamayim, tamimos, and we have Torah, and humility. We know that of all the places in the world, God rests on the humble. El oni unecheiruach v'chared al dvari. Says Rav Asher Weiss, all these four ingredients we find in Noach. We know that Noach was a tamim. Tamim haya b'doyroisav. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, what does it mean Noach was a tamim? He was an anav. Tamim means anav. And tamim haya b'doyroisav. He was tamim. And we know Noach had yirah shamayim. How do we know Noach had yirah shamayim? The pasuk says, es ho'elokim hishalech Noach. Targum Onkel says, b'dachalta dashem halech Noach. In the fear of God, Noach walked. So we see Noach had yirah shamayim. So again, Eila todes Noach. Noach is like tamim. Tamim is anivos. Tamim is wholeheartedness with Hashem. Yirah shamayim. And also we know that Noach learned Torah, because Hashem told Noach, all the animals that are tahar, I want you to bring seven of each. Rashi points out, ha'asida liyos tahar li Yisrael, that are destined to be tahar. Lamadnu, from here we learn, shalamad Noach Torah, that Noach learned Torah. So Noach was humble tamim. He was tamim. He was Yarei Shamayim, Esolikim Esalech Noach. And Noach learned Torah. So Noach had all the ingredients of Chen. Is it any wonder then, V'Noach Matza Chen B'nei Hashem. But let's take this one step further. We mentioned that not only did God consider Noach to have favor, but Hashem loved Noach. V'gam es Noach bi'ahava zacharta. You remembered Noach with love. Why? Why did God love Noach? So let's turn for a moment to one of the most amazing episodes in Tanakh. Shmuel Alech Perek Tezayin. Shmuel is assigned to go to the house of Yishai in Beis Lechem and to anoint one of Yishai's sons, the new king of Israel. So Shmuel comes to Beis Lechem and he sees Eliav, the son of Yishai. And Shaul is struck by his appearance, his noble bearing. And he thinks to himself, this must be the one, this will be the new king of Israel. And Shmuel says, Ach neged Hashem Meshichai. This is the anointed one. And Shmuel says, no, sorry. Vayomer Hashem el Shaul. God said to Shaul, Al tabi Maria, don't look at his appearance. V'al goiva kamas, or look at his height. Ki me'astiyu. I am disgusted with him. Ki lo yashar yireh ha'adam. I don't see things the way man sees. Ki ha'adam yireh lo einayim. V'Hashem yireh lelevav. Man sees the outside, but Hashem says, I see the heart. And the Gemara points out that by the other sons of Yishai, Shmuel just said, not this one. But by Eliyav, he said, don't look at his height, don't look at his appearance, Kima astiyu, I'm disgusted with him. Says the Gemara, that implies that until then, God loved Eliyav, and now he rejected him. Says the Gemara, yes, Hashem detected a defect in Eliyav's personality, and that rendered him unworthy to assume this great position. What was Eliyav's defect? The Gemara says Eliyav's defect was anger. He would become angry. In fact, Eliyav became angry with David and criticized David for leaving his post to watch the war. Why was God disgusted with Eliyav? Because he was a person who became angry. Anger, the Gemara says, is a defect. And Hashem is disgusted with it. Ki ha-koyes, afilu poiskim alav gedula min ha-shamayim, mayrid enoisai. One who gets angry, even if he is deserving of greatness, they demote him. And therefore, says Rav Pam, if we see that God hates someone who is angry, then maybe this gives us insight into why Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. And in fact, the Sefer Charedim writes, the Sefer Charedim was one of the tzaddikim nistarim in the times of Arizal, and I just made a photocopy of it before the shir. One second. Here you have the Sefer Charedim. I hope to be in Eretz Yisrael maybe in 4 weeks or so, and hopefully we could go to Tzfas and visit the Charedim. He writes that in Perek Samach Vav Ois Ayin Hey, if a person wants to find favor in the eyes of Hashem, don't get angry. Why? It says Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem, but it doesn't say why. We don't know why. Says the Charedim, all we know is his name, that he was Noach. And he was Noach. That means he must have been calm. He didn't get angry. Noach. He was a calm guy. Why does it say Noach 3 times? Ela todo is Noach. Noach is tzaddik. Es halikim asalach Noach. It says Noach 3 times. He was calm in the way he spoke. He was calm in the way he acted. He was calm in the way he walked. And since we don't know exactly why he found favor in the eyes of Hashem, says the Sefer Charedim, we could assume it's because he didn't get angry. After all, can you imagine? He barely got any sleep. One time he came late to the lion, and the lion gave him a bite. Chazal say he was so busy with the animals, he was coughing blood. Imagine, he finally fell asleep at 3:45 a.m., and at 3:50, some annoying bird, we're making some crazy noise, woke up Noach. Why didn't Noach take his pot of hands, bang the cage of the bird and say, hey bird, if you make that noise one more time, I'm going to open up my window and I'm letting you out of here. Be happy I saved your life. Now you're barking that the food is not on time. How about this, birds? When I get up, I'm going to daven shacharis, I'll eat breakfast, and after that, I'll feed you when it's good for me. You don't need to tell me when you're ready to eat. I'll let you know when I'm ready to feed you. No, Noach didn't get angry. He didn't get annoyed. He didn't get agitated. He took everything in stride. He was calm in his manner of speech. He was calm in the way he acted. He was calm in the way he conducted himself. And says the Sefer Charedim, we don't know why Noach was saved. All we know is his name, and it's safe to assume that is why he found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Says Rav Pam, the Gemara tells us in Psachim, there are three people who Hashem loves. It's Gemara Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis. One of the three people Hashem loves is someone who doesn't get angry. And if we find in Chazal, V'games noyach be'ahava zacharta, then we could assume that the reason why God loved noyach is because noyach didn't get angry. Now, what is the root of anger? The root of anger is gaiva. But as we pointed out, Rashi in Avodah Zarah says he was tamim, he was a shafal, he was an anav, and therefore that's why he was zoicha techein v'la'anavim yitein cheim. So Noach had an unusual patience. So the Sefer Charedim is revealing that Noach was saved and Noach found favor because he didn't get angry. Is that another reason? No, we would say it's the same reason. Because he was humble, and he was therefore he was someone who didn't get angry. And the Gemara Psachim says one of the three people who Hashem loves is someone who doesn't get angry. I want to add a small chiddush over here. You know, Noach comes out of the teva, and Noach gets drunk. And Noach was punished severely for getting drunk. Vayochel Noach, God said you shouldn't have gotten drunk. Okay, maybe you shouldn't have gotten drunk, but you know, why was this such a severe criticism? Why was this so bad? He didn't do any Avera. And thought to say, the Gemara Psachim on Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis says there are three people that God loves. One is someone who doesn't get angry, and one is someone who doesn't get drunk. So Noach, of all people, had to be really careful not to get drunk. Because the whole reason he was saved is he said, God, look, I'm one of the three people you love. I don't get angry, you know. I'm Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyavan. Three people God loves. One of them is Misha Enoi Koyes. My name is Noach. I'm Noach B'Diburoi. I'm Noach B'masai, I'm noach b'hiluchai. So God says, you're right, you are matzachin be'enai, I'm going to save you while the whole world is being destroyed, I am going to save you. But now Noach has to be really careful not to get drunk, because he can't have his cake and eat it. If he wants to be eligible to Shloish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayavan, he better make sure not to violate any of the others. But Marv Rabbeisai, we see from here something rather amazing. The whole world was being destroyed. All of mankind was being wiped off. All the animals, all the plants. There's one man standing. This is a man who finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. And that means we have to study his ways and try to identify what did he do to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. And what we're learning is Noach was humble. Noach was tamim. Noach had Yira Shamayim. Noach learned Torah. And according to the Sefer Charedim, more than anything else, he was calm. He was always calm. And because he was calm, he didn't get angry. And because he didn't get angry, God loved him. So you could look around the shul and you could try to think, oh, who is the person on the highest madrega? And sometimes our value system is somewhat distorted. Oh, he does this mitzvah, he does that mitzvah. Sometimes we forget some of the basic midos that are matzachin be'inei Hashem, which according to Sefer Charedim, was the fact that Noach remained calm. And let's try to learn the lesson of the name Noach. He was Noach b'diburai, Noach b'ma'asav, Noach b'hiluchai, and therefore he was matzachin be'enei Hashem. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, thank you for coming. Great to see everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Have a great day. Baruch tiyah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.